Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one of today's show, which is...
Okay, part one. Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now it's review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday's idiom was kind of a funny one.
Right.
Yesterday's idiom was monkey see, monkey do.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 有两个 monkeys, right?
Yeah.
一个是小猴，一个是大猴。所以呢 monkey see, monkey do 表示说孩子去模仿大人的一些行为，一些说话的方式等等。同时呢这个 idiom 还指呢一些人机械的去模仿其他人的一些行为，他往往呢没有深刻的理解这些行为的内在的本质。我们可以用这词组呢 monkey see, monkey do.
Okay.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright, today's idiom we're talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is more bang for your buck. More bang, B-A-N-G, for your buck. B-U-C-K.
那么今天的 idiom 有两个关键词，第一个关键词呢是 bang, B-A-N-G. 这个词呢我们有一个美剧非常的流行，这个 bang 可以翻译成巨大的声音，大爆炸 right 那么今天这个 bang 是不是跟声音有关系，还是说这个 bang 还可以是很重的去敲打一个东西？后面这个 buck B-U-C-K 呢，在俚语里面呢，有的时候我们指钱，比如一块两块的那个钱，就可以用这个 buck 来替代呢 dollar
right. If you have $2, then we say, or you can say, you have $2.
Right. 比如说我们去商店买东西的时候呢，售货员会说这东西多钱，他可以说呢 $2, 就是指呢$2.
Right. So this is definitely an American idiom because I don't think the British say bucks.
Right. But I think Australians use bucks sometime.
Okay, cool.
Right. Well, let's do a little conversation to show how we use more bang.For your buck.
Okay. Hey, Peter, what are you doing after work?
I plan to go shopping because I need to buy a headphone.
Oh, what are you planning on buying?
Jameson headphone is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I really like those as well, the Jameson headphones. But you know, It'd be much better if you bought them online than the shopping mall. Because the shopping mall, you end up paying an arm and a leg.But online, you can find them usually much cheaper.
But Sam, you know, I'm not used to shopping online. If I try stores in the shopping mall, I can try them on, I can use them, I can have a physical touch.
Yeah, well, then maybe try this. Go to the store first, See if you like them, but then go home and do some online shopping. Because in general, if you do shopping online, you can get more bang for your buck.
Really?
Oh yeah, there's always great deals online, and actually, the service is quite fast. Uh-huh. Usually they can ship in a day or two.
Right, still have the policy of return or refund, no problem?
Yeah, they do. They even have that. So, I think you should give it a try. I think you will see there's definitely more bang for your buck.
Well, okay, why not give it a try? Thanks a lot.
Sure.
刚才的对话我们提到了说一个购物的场景，然后 Sam 问我说下班之后去干嘛，我是去 shopping 去购物，买什么东西呢？我说呢准备买一个耳机 headphone。 Sam 说你为什么不试试 online shopping 在网上去买？我说我不太习惯网上购物，因为呢我喜欢在实体店里面呢能够看一看，去摸一摸，然后去试一试，给我一种比较踏实的感觉。 Sam 说没关系，你可以呢去实体店呢去看一看，去试一试，然后呢记住那个型号，在网店呢去找到那款耳机，然后呢在网上购买，这样的话可以省下很多的钱。因为刚才 Sam 用到了一个词组呢 will cost your arm and leg， 表示说能够花费你的腿和脚，表示一个东西非常的昂贵，但是线上购物呢能帮你省下很多钱。 Sam 用一个词呢是什么呢？ You get more bang for your buck.
Right.
那么这里面这个 bang 表示说 extra value， 表示说额外的价值。那么今天的这个词组呢 more bang for your buck 翻译成中文呢是物超所值的意思。 Okay, so this is today's idiom, and now let's go to part two, which is
All right, part two is Hit the Books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, today we will continue our discussion of languages in crisis.
Okay.
Right, and today's topic is still the importance of language. Before we go to the story, and now let's check the vocab first.
Okay, here we go. First, we have increase understanding. Increase understanding. Increase is I-N-C-R-E-A-S-E. Understanding is U-N-D-E-R-S-T-A-N-D-I-N-G. Once more, increase understanding.
Increase our understanding, or increase understanding. 它的中文意思呢是增加了我们对某件事情的一个了解。
Next, we have the word describe. Describe. D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E. Describe.
第二个词呢 describe, 翻译成中文的是描写、描绘的意思。这个单词呢其实很容易，但是我们注意它的名词形式，它的 noun form. So what is a noun form for describe?
The noun form for describe is description.
注意一下它的 spelling, 它的这个 b 去掉了，后面加了一个 p 加 t-i-o-n.
Okay, next we have treatment. Treatment. T-R-E-A-T-M-E-N-T. Treatment.
第三个词呢 treatment 表示说在医院呢医生和护士给你的那种治疗叫 treatment, 同时呢也可以指呢一个人对待一个人的一个态度一个方法也可以用这词组 treatment.
Next we have write down, two words, write down, W-R-I-T-E, write down, D-O-W-N.
OK, 下一个词组 write down, 表示说把一个东西记下来。
Next we have medicinal plant.Medicinal plant. Medicinal is M-E-D-I-C-I-N-A-L. Plant. P-L-A-N-T.
下一个词组呢分成两部分。Medicinal, 翻译成中文是药的。因为我们知道 medicine 是药的名词。Medicinal 是药的是形容词。后面是 plant, 翻译成中文是植物。合到一起呢叫药用的植物。
Okay, next we have Siberia.Siberia, S-I-B-E-R-I-A, Siberia.
下一个单词呢是指我们地球上的一个地方。So, what does Siberia remind you?
Siberia, I think of a very cold, cold place.
Right, freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
Right.
Not a place you want to be or live.
Right, 那么说这个地方呢翻译成中文是西伯利亚。那么西伯利亚给我们的感觉是非常寒冷的一个地方，我们可以用原来我们学到的一个使用词呢叫 freezing cold,
yeah,
非常的寒冷。
Next is the word elderly, elderly, E-L-D-E-R-L-Y, elderly.
给下一个单词 elderly, 翻译成中文是老年的。
Next we have keep alive, keep alive, two words, keep, K-E-E-P, aliveA-L-I-V-E, keep alive.
下一个词组呢 keep alive, 表示说让一个生命能够生存下去，可以指人能够 keep alive, keep somebody alive, 也可以指呢让一个动物 keep some animal alive, right?
Right. So keep can mean like you hold on to something,、
mm-hmm.
but keep here is like a verb where you continue to do something. Okay, lastly, we have the word ancestor.Ancestor, A-N-C-E-S-T-O-R, ancestor.
今天的最后一个词呢 ancestor 表示说我们的祖先 ancestor. Okay, now let's go to the story. Now let's listen to the recording.
Why is language important? Studying different languages increases our understanding of how humans communicate. Language is also an important part of culture.Words that describe a particular cultural practice might not have meaning in another language. Native groups often have a deep understanding of local plants and animals because they have lived close to nature for thousands of years. We could discover important things, such as treatments for diseases, by studying these languages. Many endangered languages aren't written down. When the last speakers of a language die and their language becomes extinct, their stories, songs, and other important information are lost too. Which languages are disappearing? Central South America has some of the world's most endangered languages. The Kalawaya people speak a secret language that has details of thousands of medicinal plants. It has been spoken since the time of the Inca. Today, fewer than 100 people speak it. In central and eastern Siberia, almost all of the native languages are endangered. In the past, the government forced speakers of native languages to use Russian, and many Siberian languages now have only a few elderly speakers. Oklahoma has the highest number of native languages in the United States. One of these, Yuchi, may be unrelated to any other language in the world. However, during the early 20th century, government schools punished students who were heard speaking it. In 2010, only 5 elderly members of the Yuchi tribe could speak their native language. How are languages being saved? Native cultures around the world are using modern technology to help keep their threatened languages and cultures alive. Communities are creating dictionaries and libraries by using pictures, video, and audio to record the stories and traditions of the last speakers of their language. If the younger generations don't speak and understand the words and stories of their ancestors, the language will die. And when the language dies, part of the culture dies too.
What are the key points in this part of recording? Well, it talks about why studying languages is important. First of all, studying different languages increases our understanding of how humans communicate.
Right. 开始呢，提到了学习语言的一个重要性。它的重要性在于什么呢？能够 increase our understanding of how humans communicate. 非常好的一个词组。Increase our understanding. 这词组我们讲到了，表示说增加我们对某件事情的一个理解。在这里面提到了对什么事情的理解呢？人们如何进行 communicate， 进行沟通和交流。Communicate.
Yeah, I really agree with this thought because in some cultures, some languages, they use a lot of like facial expressions and hand gestures when they communicate, not just words.
Right.
But other cultures use a lot of different sounds of like pops and different interesting sounds. You think, huh? You can use that to communicate? So it's really interesting. Humans can use a lot of different ways, more than just words, to communicate.
Right, 刚才我们提到了说我们在进行沟通的时候呢，有的时候不仅仅只依赖于我们的口头表达，同时呢，我们还可以借用我们身体的一些动作来表达我们的思想。刚才 Sam 提到了一个方法叫 body language， 身体的语言。在使用语言的时候呢，利用一些象征词来表达一些思想。这种表达的方法呢，使我们表达的方式呢更加的灵活，更加的生动活泼。
Now the next point is that language is a very important part of culture.
Right.
So to understand the culture, you have to be able to speak the language usually, right?
Right.
To really get the full feeling, full flavor of the culture.
Right. So we know that the language is a very important part of culture, and the culture can be inherited one by one part, which is language.
And what I think is interesting about Chinese is the characters are kind of like little pictures.
Right.
Especially like the traditional Chinese. So you can kind of see and learn a little bit about Chinese thinking and Chinese culture just from looking at the character.
Because the language carries a lot of stuff about the cultures.
Yes, and even a little bit about the history.
Right. So if language disappear, the culture disappear as well.
Yeah, that's right. So actually, when you look at a language, sometimes you find words that you can't really translate.
Mm-hmm.
They have a specific meaning in that language and in that culture, but maybe if you try to translate it, there's just no way you can do that.
Well, sometimes we call it a loss in translation, right?
Yeah, that's right. Something will get lost in translation.
是的，翻译一种语言的时候呢，有的时候我们会觉得非常的困惑。的确呢，我们有的时候会感觉到语言和语言之间不可能达到百分之百的这种翻译，有些意思呢只能意会不能言传，这就是这个语言魅力的所在。
Now, when we look at different places of the earth, you find different plants, different kinds of animals than you can find in other parts of the earth.
Right.
So usually the native people have a deeper understanding of those local plants and animals because they've lived with them so long. So to really be able to understand what they understand, you have to know their language, right?
Right, because they have a unique way to communicate with nature.
So native people are very close. It kind of makes me think of the movie we just talked about, which is Avatar. The native people had a very close relationship with the earth, right?
Right. For example, if you want to learn or study Chinese medicine, you have to learn Chinese. It seems impossible you learn Chinese medicine by reading books in English.
Yes, and so when we talk about learning something in a language because it expresses a cultural practice, but you can't really translate it, this makes me think of Shanghuo, because in English, we don't really have anything to describe that. So when I came to China, it was like a whole new concept.
Right, because we have a different understanding of nature, universe, and also our human body.
Yes, and the human body. So this is a good example of something you have to know Chinese to understand it, because in English it's really hard to describe what Shanghuo is.
Right, 那么刚才我跟Sam提到了说某一种文化呢，它对某件事情有一个独特的一个理解。如果说你不知道这种语言的话呢，你几乎是难以理解这种现象。比如说你要学中医，你一定要学中文，不然的话你用英文学中医的话基本上是不可能的。另外 Sam 给我们另外一个例子，比如说我们中国人往往会说，哎呦，春天来了，我们呢很容易上火。那么这个上火怎么理解？对于外国人来讲，这个上火他没有这个概念。你只有学到中医或者知道中国的文化之后，那么里面有提到了这个火，在春天的时候呢，这个火呢比较旺，人呢可能会出现一定的问题，那你就知道上火是什么意思了。
Inflammation is kind of close. From the recording, we are aware that some of the languages are disappearing. And what are the reasons why these languages disappearing? Well, for one thing, a lot of these languages that become endangered, they aren't written down. So if they're not written down, then how can it continue to live on? If the people who are speaking it start learning other languages, then that language will just die.
提到了为什么说有一些语言呢在逐渐的消亡，很重要的一点呢是很多语言呢是没有文字记载的。一旦没有文字记载的话呢，说这种语言的人越来越少，那么后来的人呢就无法能够把这种语言呢继承下来。所以这里面提到了我们学到了 expression right there.
Another reason why some languages disappear, we've mentioned this before,is that the government will force the people to maybe stop speaking their language and to learn more common language.
Right, kind of official language in that country.
Oh, right.
Okay, 那另外一个原因呢，是由于政府的一些政策，比如说在一些国家，政府呢，强迫一部分人呢，必须使用本国的一些官方语言。在这里面提到了在西伯利亚的一些地区，那里的人们呢被政府要求呢必须使用 Russian， 使用俄语，那么他们自己的 native language 逐渐逐渐的就 die out， 消失掉了。
In the United States we find a situation that's similar. It wasn't so much that the government stopped people from speaking a language, but the students that went to schoolIf they were heard speaking another language, they would be punished for it. So we know that in the U.S., there were a lot of Native Americans that spoke different native languages.
学校会要求学生使用标准的语言，比如说在美国 Oklahoma 这个州呢，一些学校对学生如果不使用英语的话呢，会有一些处罚的一些制度。所以呢，在那个地区，很多部落的语言呢，逐渐逐渐的在消失。那么提到了一些 tribe language.What are the solutions?
Well, some of these native cultures around the world are using modern technology to help keep their language alive.
For example,
we have some communities that are creating dictionaries and libraries by using things like pictures, video, and audio to record the stories and traditions of the speakers of that language. So this way, it's it's not like a hard copy, it's online, it's something you can access and it can stay there forever.
如何能够挽救这些濒临灭绝的语言，提到了一些有效的一些方法，比如说建立一些 library， 同时呢编撰字典，以及呢一些相关的数字化的一些产品，能够把这些语言能够保存下来，以便呢他们的后代如果想学的话，可以通过图书馆，通过一些数字化的一些媒体，能够继续学习他们祖先的这些语言。
Yeah, so we mentioned one of the reasons why languages die. There's no written part of the language. So by creating these audio, video recordings, well, we don't need it written down, right? We can hear it, we can see it.
Right.
So it's a really good way to use technology to keep it alive.
Right. So in the future, you know, people want to learn some of the culture things or language, they can go to library or they can listen to a kind of disc or something, right?
Yeah, I would be interested in hearing some of these native like songs.
Right.
Like how do they sound? I think I'd be quite intrigued or fascinated by some of those.
You're right.
Why is language important? Studying different languages increases our understanding of how humans communicate. Language is also an important part of culture. Words that describe a particular cultural practice might not have meaning in another language. Native groups often have a deep understanding of local plants and animals because they have lived close to nature for thousands of years. We could discover important things, such as treatments for diseases, by studying these languages. Many endangered languages aren't written down. When the last speakers of a language die and their language becomes extinct, their stories, songs, and other important information are lost too. Which languages are disappearing? Central South America has some of the world's most endangered languages. The Kalawaya people speak a secret language that has details of thousands of medicinal plants. It has been spoken since the time of the Inca. Today, fewer than 100 people speak it. In central and eastern Siberia, almost all of the native languages are endangered. In the past, the government forced speakers of native languages to use Russian, and many Siberian languages now have only a few elderly speakers. Oklahoma has the highest number of native languages in the United States. One of these, Yuchi, may be unrelated to any other language in the world. However, during the early 20th century, government schools punished students who were heard speaking it. In 2010, only 5 elderly members of the Yuchi tribe could speak their native language. How are languages being saved? Native cultures around the world are using modern technology to help keep their threatened languages and cultures alive. Communities are creating dictionaries and libraries by using pictures, video, and audio to record the stories and traditions of the last speakers of their language. If the younger generations don't speak and understand the words and stories of their ancestors, the language will die. And when the language dies, part of the culture dies too.
Okay, so that's it for today's discussion of languages in crisis.
Okay.
And time's up. See you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye everyone. See you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
电台外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。